Parental discretion is advised.
This show is brought to you by IndieWrestling.us. Check out IWC, RWA, and more. And listeners like you, support this show at patreon.com/wrestlingmayhemshow. It is the Monday Mayhem Wrap-Up. I am Mike Sorg at Sorgatron on Twitter here in the wonderful Sorgatron Media Studios in Pittsburgh, PA. And we are talking about how everything is wonderful in WWE wrestling and whatever other wrestling we want to talk about. And I am not alone. Mad Mike is on his return from his time away in New Orleans, probably looking for Elias. On out there on the is it the Strip? Is it New Orleans Strip? Is that what it is out there?
I think that's what
is that I don't know. I didn't go to that WrestleMania. But Nick Farrah is with us, announcer,
hey.
Ring announcer extraordinaire from Black Diamond Wrestling and wherever the hell else he pops up these days.
Oh God, I'm
you're around
here.
A bit.
Yeah,
you're getting out there. You just talked about it. Is your 1 year anniversary in wrestling?
Yeah, 1 year today.
So. Remind me again. I can't remember. Did we do an Indie Mayhem show with you or anything?
We did an Indie Mayhem show, but we didn't really talk much. Like it was me, Mad Mike, you, and I think.
Oh, that
else
was there. Another show, probably.
It was the one before WrestleMania.
So wait, so how did you find yourself? Real quick version, because we're not doing that show. How did you find yourself ring announcing for wrestling?
I hit up Jack Pollock online.
Jack Pollock,
yeah, good
has
guy.
Jack Pollock has recruited half of Pittsburgh area indie wrestling, probably from what I understand. If you saw Breakfast with Champions over on Indie Wrestling Network,
I haven't had. Oh. There we go. I haven't had a chance to actually take a look at it. Sorry, I had to grab the water.
That's okay. He's going off mic. He's, of course. I just said he's a professional ring announcer, and then he's going off mic.
Sometimes you need that drink of water, R-Truth style. Mm-hmm. No, but I hit him up, and then he just told me basically, like, you need to, if you really want to do this, you need to start talking to bookers.
Mm-hmm.
So I started talking to a couple people, and then I ended up getting in contact with Zach Hunter, who isn't a booker, but an amazing wrestler. And from there, he told me who to talk to, got me in contact with Rick Diamond and Black Diamond Wrestling, and they gave me my first opportunity.
There you go.
And
here
doing it
you
ever since.
Are. And now he's on a podcast.
Great.
Hanging with me.
Always fun.
But anyways, I like to listen. We know where this is going to go, guys. You know how it's going to go. I know some of you out there are actually anticipating how this is going to go. I'm really sad that Mad Mike has not been watching wrestling this weekend and actually having a good time. And man, I can't wait for him to figure out what he's missed if he hasn't already. So it was a good weekend. Myself, I got to go check out some of our friends at KSWA for a benefit show they were doing for Children's Miracle Network out in Lower Borough. This is the second weekend in a row, and I can't think that I have ever done this, watched wrestling in a fire hall.
Really?
Like in where the trucks get parked.
I've never done that before.
And now it's 2 weekends in a row. It's great.
That's crazy.
Because you always hear about, like, oh, with the fire department and stuff. Because last week it was the Dan Polinsky show with Sam Adonis and Jason Tyler,
mm-hmm.
Main eventing that one. You know, nice six-match thing. We just actually just released it in the last, like, 24 hours on the network. Mm-hmm. They let us come out and film that. And this weekend was with KSWA, and it was a lot more room. So, but it's a fun show, and it's really cool. And there's some clips on on Sorgatron Twitter over there, and I think on my Facebook if you want to check that out. It's just I love those shows, and I love that vibe. You know, you and I, we went to the Sheridan one over here,
mm-hmm.
And they're coming back in a couple weeks. And I also love when wrestling is like a couple miles away from me.
Right.
And I don't have to drive like an hour south of town.
Right. Like I can't remember where I was, but I was on my way home from somewhere. And the first time I ever went to the Sheridan show, I was like, Langley? 5 minutes from my house?
What?
What is this?
Yeah. I felt bad because I'm like, well, Rise Wrestling is doing like Four Courts Festival. But I'm like, yeah, but that's like a $60 ticket and stuff. And we're doing Black Diamond. So, but it's just like, it's so close. I should be there.
Right.
Right. But I don't know. But that's where I'm at. we talked about last week how somebody asked me like how I go to wrestling after I'm involved so much with wrestling. Like, dude, it's every day.
Right.
You know, I don't think I do a day without watching, working, something with wrestling.
Right. And I honestly, like, it's not even going to shows, but even just like sitting down watching it on TV, especially mm-hmm. with all that we have now.
Mm-hmm. If I'm getting tired of that product, that WWE product, or there's a million things on that network, or exactly. You know, not even looking at like, okay, oh, hey, Women Wrestling. I just saw like 3 episodes of Women Wrestling is up on Access. Like, mm-hmm. Man, I got to watch that. Huh, I need to watch last week's NXT.
Right.
You know, like all that stuff. You know?
But that's your way of like, you know, I can't say personally for me because I'm only, you know, I'm not working everywhere yet.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully one day, book Nick Farah. It's the opportunity. I'm taking Ronnie's.
Wait, hold on a second. Hold on. Well, it's working for Ronnie. I don't know if we're done with it yet, but.
No, but like for you and, you know, you and your team that are all over and mm-hmm. you're filming all over this place, it's your way of, you know, unwinding. Mm-hmm. And even for me, like, you know, with the little bit that I'm doing right now, it's nice to actually sit down and watch an episode of Raw or go mm-hmm. back on the network and mm-hmm. look at old pay-per-views. And it's nice. It's relaxing. Some people don't see that. And I'm like,
that's crazy.
Violence.
Yeah. But, you know, it's the thing you want to be around. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, good time. They had a Grave Consequences with Black Diamond. There was a Buried Alive show. But the first Black Diamond I went to, I was telling you about, was probably about a year and a half ago.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a Buried Alive match. And their set is awesome. There's plenty of video up there on the Black Diamond website. I'm sorry, Facebook page. And we have some clips and stuff over on indiewrestling.us as well, YouTube and Facebook. But that was fun. It was a really good show. A lot of energy. A lot of fun there. A lot of clips. A lot of destruction. They destroyed the set. So there's a video of that over on their Facebook page. So and again, that's going to be on the network. It's uploading right now, processing probably by now. Mm-hmm. But go check that out. It's one of those, like, it's out there. You know, on the West Virginia panhandle. It's just mm-hmm. like, you know, sometimes I'm just like, why am I driving to West Virginia? Then they have a show like that. And it's like, oh, that's why I'm here. You know, it's exactly it. You know, it's something to have fun. Right. You know?
And it's also one of those things like, and, you know, I think with West Virginia in general, where we're at for the Diamondplex, it's perfect. Like it gives it, for many people who don't know, that was Charlie Manson's middle school.
Mm-hmm.
So there's that history behind it, and, you know, even with the bad history behind it, people still follow that. If you ever have an opportunity to go down, check out Black Diamond Wrestling at the Diamondplex. Was that 16 Marshall Street?
I'm doing the plug. See, doing after, the plug. After he plugged the network with all the wrong information a couple shows ago, he's been really big on the details.
Yeah, you got to get the details down.
So after he was live on pay-per-view, pay-per-view, saying the wrong stuff.
$9.99.
Although I still think the greatest thing is when you said that network was $7.99
mm-hmm.
and somebody said that's too much and somebody yelled in response that's not enough.
It's not. I mean,
and you did that a little bit because you compared it to Netflix and it's like there's a lot more Netflix, buddy. It's just like, well, yeah, it's fucking Netflix. But anyways, enough about that because everybody's going on about stuff. Famed intellectual Charlie Manson says Rob. yes. Anyways, so that's wow. Just the comments. Everybody's going off about Raw. Tina did not watch Raw. I think you're okay for the most part. You'll see the clips on Fox Sports. Let's be honest about this. But I think the biggest response, and I'm really sad that Mad Mike is in the air and not able to participate in this. And I don't know, maybe we'll have to do a special edition rant session. Since we are going to be live at Pit Fight tomorrow. So no regular show at 9. We'll be, hopefully, if everything works out, live at 6
Ooh.
From Greensburg.
Okay.
And hopefully have some friends part of it, too. I think Ronnie's going to be with us on that because he's on the show because hashtag book Ronnie worked. But anyways, the point is, listen. Putting the crowd and the viewers through 20 minutes plus of red tinted TV, you know how many people think is like bought a new TV on Amazon right away?
What's wrong with my TV?
You know, and hopefully we're able to cancel it. That's your first mistake.
Yeah.
I talked about this a little bit. I forget on which social media platform. Red is an emotional killer.
Yes.
Right? And red is also one of the first things they told you to avoid when you were doing broadcast classes.
I pulled over on the side of the road because I wanted to at least watch it. And
we're going to slide by the fact that you pulled over to watch the match.
I did, because I wanted this, like, okay.
He was driving somewhere and pulled over to watch it.
I was on my way home from Black Diamond, and I was like, what time is it? Before I go any further with it, what irritated me was the show ended early. I don't get that.
And I didn't even know, because I got home around 9:45 and started from start.
Oh, yeah?
So I had no semblance of how far in the show I was.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Well.
And successfully avoided social media
yeah.
to watch the show. I'm really glad I did, so yeah. I could ride the emotions just like everybody else did.
Mm-hmm. Well, okay, the show itself, the fact that they really, what was it, like, there was only three or four matches announced prior to, like, what, Saturday night? And then they were just like, oh, yeah, here's your card.
Mm-hmm.
That irritated the crap out of me.
That's weird.
That's
weird.
Not like them, especially for how big of a week they just had.
I responded to somebody with the poster of December to Dismember, because they did a similar thing there. The last ECW pay-per-view, that was real, real bad.
Mm-hmm.
So there's that, and they started really well with the women.
Mm-hmm.
The women's match was amazing.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Or at least very good. And maybe I was just still on the high from the show that I was just at. But, yeah, still, like, good vibes going into that. Yeah. Like, wow, this is a great way to start the show. And we went into another very good women's match later on. Actually, both women's matches. The best stuff was the women's matches.
Yeah.
Nothing was bad, but everything felt like good Raw.
Yeah.
Right? A good Monday Night Raw.
Which is weird, because they said something. I can't remember who posted it, but they said something along the lines of, it felt like Friday Night SmackDown was a pay-per-view on Fast Forward, but then Hell in a Cell felt like you just said, like a really good Raw.
Yeah, yeah. And talking about this going in, it's just like, guys, the formula is going to be different because of this premiere. They're on Fox. They have all the support. They have more eyeballs than they've ever had before.
Right.
This is, and I don't. I think they slipped. I think they definitely slipped.
Yeah.
The crowd did not reciprocate.
No.
So maybe you didn't watch this. But, and also, nobody was on the show tonight. Nobody from that match was on the show tonight.
No.
They showed a little bit of it, of like, hey, this happened.
I don't know
what that says. I don't know this by design. It was a big match. I think you cooled them off for a couple weeks.
But then does the heat die from that? Because, like, you had so much building up to it. And then
it was the marquee thing you sold the entire show on.
Yeah. And then the match ends like that. And then all you do is a little highlight reel right towards the end of the show. And then you get nothing.
Mm-hmm.
There's no explanation. There's no update on who died.
Yeah.
Yeah. It doesn't make sense to me.
Mm-hmm.
I like the, and a lot of people don't like it. I like the red cell. But the red lighting was giving me a headache.
Light was too much. It was annoying. Hurt people's eyes. Like I can't imagine what it would be like to watch it like that. I think half the audience probably was not able to see it.
Especially up in the nosebleeds.
Yeah. No. I mean, that's you're killing somebody's entire spectrum.
Yeah.
So there's that. And the fact that we had a DQ. And, you know, good point of the, oh, we killed Seth's finisher. I was like, yeah, but he's a monster. He's Jason. Sure. And I know if Mike was here, he's going to say that they booked themselves out of the corner. This was them getting out. It's like, yeah. I think we're fine until there was a DQ.
Well, was that considered as a DQ or a no contest?
They called it a DQ. Apparently, in retrospect, it's labeled as a DQ. Let me double check. I think if we look at WWE results from the show, I think from my understanding that was like officially a DQ, called it on maybe social media or something like that. So, but again, you know, you look at it and it's like, well, the whole point is the Fiend looks strong and
break.
Seth didn't lose a thing. But apparently Seth Rollins has met. What did this happen that Seth has met Roman Reigns status? because everybody was chanting. Somebody was saying that after they went off air, I think they said that Bray beat him up some more. And they were like, fuck you, Seth. Mm-hmm. You know, things like that being chanted. So it's that crowd was chanting AEW.
Oh, yeah.
I couldn't make out a lot of it on TV. There was a restart the match chant. Who chanted restart the match? You know, that's a specific chant.
Well, see, I think what the whole thing behind it is, and I was talking to you about this earlier, was the fact of the was it the first Hell in a Cell with Undertaker and Mankind?
Mm-hmm.
Mankind got thrown through the cell.
That was the second.
That was the second. The first one was Shawn Michaels.
Shawn and Taker and Kane showed up.
Well, Mankind got thrown through the freaking cell.
Mm-hmm.
To the canvas.
Also, not the plan. Not the plan. Let's make clear, not the plan, and they were stopping the match and wheeling him out.
Yeah, Taker was up on top of the cell.
Yeah.
And he was like, how the fuck am I getting down? Mm-hmm. So, and then they let the match continue.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Mick was like, now I'm doing this. Let's finish this match.
I think they're saying tonight Bray attacked in the dark match. Yeah. Here's a good point. Jack Tunney wouldn't have let any of this shit fly. Good point. Man, I'm disappointed. There was so much potential. And I thought, they're probably going to slip a little bit on this.
Right.
But I saw glimmers of hope with this. I thought there were some cool things potentially happening in that match.
Mm-hmm.
I just wish I could see them in full color. They were going some interesting places with it.
Yeah.
The Fiend character is doing some interesting things.
Oh, yeah.
But we muddled it with this one bit of it that now colors the entire match.
Well, if you go back and watch the dark match from the live show, like mm-hmm. the WWE live,
mm-hmm.
and you watch Bray versus Seth, Fiend versus Seth,
mm-hmm.
he loses by disqualification because he had the mandible claw in the corner.
Mm-hmm.
But afterwards, after he breaks free, Seth stomps him 5-6 times.
Yeah.
They used that, and that was great.
Mm-hmm.
I think, honestly, if this would have been a normal match, mm-hmm. one-on-one, and they would have did that same finish, perfect.
Mm-hmm.
It made sense.
But you're in Hell in a Cell. I know. It's supposed to be no rules. How do you disqualify? Yeah. No, I think it's always a bad, short-sighted mistake when they do something like that.
If anything, they should have given the match to Seth and been like, he can't continue. That you know what I mean? But at the same time, you're also killing him that way, too.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think there was a win situation other than Bray going over as champion, winning the title, and then see where he goes from there.
Yeah. I mean, I don't think they're willing to make the creative chance on that, at least on the WWE level.
Yeah.
You know, there's something I noticed, and I know this commercial's run for several weeks, but I think it yells at us in our face a little bit today. When they run the NXT ad, and it's the one they were running since they announced the debut on USA, where it says, no BS, join the club. So it's counter-programming against main WWE. Say, hey, if you think Monday night's bullshit, come watch what we're doing on Wednesdays.
Yeah, but if you've been watching NXT for, you know, as long as it's been on the WWE network, you would know that by now.
Oh, absolutely. But the whole point is they're opening you up to more people.
Yeah.
That would have cable versus, pay for a subscription.
Yeah.
That's opening that up.
Yeah.
But it just screams of hey, a lot of people don't like this. By the way, we have the alternative over here.
Right.
What other alternative?
See, and that's why, I'm not a big fan of the whole Wednesday Night Wars thing, because I like NXT. I like the product they do. And from what I've seen with AEW with their pay-per-views, and then, Wednesday Night Dynamite, the premiere last week, I really enjoyed that as well. I don't want to, and everyone's going to say, oh, go on a network and watch it later. I like to watch it live.
I do, but again, NXT, I'm already programmed in my head to watch NXT afterwards, and it's like the AEW, I'm excited on the new Shiny.
Mm-hmm.
Again, I haven't watched NXT yet. Other than I did watch the 15-minute overrun after AEW was done. So I did see that. I've seen the highlights, you know, as they've shown up, but I do want to go back and watch the show.
Right.
And I don't know, maybe there'll be an option for that. Maybe I will flip it up and watch NXT then AEW on Wednesday nights, you know, or something,
right.
You know. I wanted to watch AEW live for the first one because I didn't know what TNT does for, like, their on-demand. Do I get it the next day or a week later? Because, you know, I've seen some of these be real weird about those.
Right.
So I wanted to make sure, like, okay, is this a way that I can do this? Will I watch AEW on Thursday mornings if I, like, have to work on a Wednesday for a project or something, right? God forbid around here there's wrestling on Wednesdays, because there's a wrestling on a Tuesday tomorrow, guys. So, and Thursday later this month. And geez, I think in the same week I'm going to Cleveland for Raw, AEW on Wednesday here, and WrestleRex down on the South Side. Not to mention what I'm working.
Wow.
Because we definitely have a show the Saturday before and after. And I think KSWA is that Sunday right before too.
Yeah, you me and you were talking. Oh man, what is it, 12 events?
That will be five events in 6 days.
Oh my god,
that will be yep.
I mean, it's great. Like, I love it. It's just trying to keep up with it all now. I didn't realize. Funny thing, I didn't realize I had Access TV. So I'm sitting there at home the other day and last week, and it was Tuesday night, and I'm like, okay, like, no SmackDown this week. Like, what am I going to do? I'm scrolling through, and all of a sudden I see TNA, and I'm like, I have this channel? I can watch wrestling? I didn't even, because Tuesday night's been taken over for so long that you don't even go looking.
Yeah.
And then you're just scrolling through, and it was the show from January they were replaying.
Mm-hmm.
And I got to see LAX versus Lucha Brothers, and that was a phenomenal match.
Nice. Such good stuff there. It's, you know, I think it pays off now, you know, again, to put something on, throwing the Twitch on.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a lot of this stuff, when you're not, like, in it from week to week, all the stuff that we, like, hated when we were sitting there watching it week to week, SmackDown, Raw, TNA, whatever, go back, like, you know, I watch a clip of... I don't know if I mentioned on the show, it was Main Event Mafia, and it was Booker T was doing this kind of King Booker-ish thing at the time, was on commentary. The Main Event Mafia came in and started a beatdown. He's commentating while he ran in and started kicking somebody. You know, it was the greatest thing I've seen in a while. And again, like, back then, like, we were on the show week to week groaning over it. It's like, here got the old guys in suits, and Sting doesn't have makeup, you know, and
but he always had the sunglasses.
But he always had sunglasses. That's right. The sweet shades. Yeah. But again, like I think that works out. Rob's saying his solution is PlayStation View. He has that, and he has it set to record AEW, but it did the replay instead of the live one. Weird. And Ponder said, stay hydrated. Rob's saying, with all the wrestling, I'm finding hard to concentrate or concern myself with stuff I'm not involved with, stuff I'm not watching live or really quickly, like the same night at least. Oh, yeah, Rob is also doing, like, a wrestling show at least every weekend here or in Cleveland. So time for Impact and WOW and New Japan on Saturdays on Access. Tuesday for Impact, WOW and New Japan on Saturdays. We're on demand when you get to. Other thing is, all those shows are pre-taped.
Yeah,
and New Japan is, so you have, like, less urgency on those. Same with Ring of Honor, I feel. You know, it's just like a check-in when I have time kind of thing.
Right. So. But, like, it everything that you have nowadays, like, it. I hate to put it like this, but you don't have to watch Raw anymore. Like, if you don't like it, but at the same time, like, it's one of those things where, like, you ever see a dog that's so ugly that it's cute?
Oh, where is this going?
That's been Raw for the past couple months. Mm-hmm. Actually, for a long time now.
Now, Raw, so, I mean, I don't think anything, okay, wait, I was going to say, I don't think anything was real bad, but I realized I missed the part and they replayed it. Other than that,
I know
but mostly
that.
Across the board, match wise story stuff, setting up for this draft as a weird kind of tweener episode. I mean, there's good stuff on there. There's matches I wanted to see. There was entertaining stuff. I just can't I can't dedicate to watching it. I'll be present but not aware.
Yeah.
Right? Like, right. And I think that's it. We're all watching Ron and Clay's. It's a thing we do.
But when something catches your eye, something catches your eye.
Mm-hmm.
I was really happy about the Last Woman Standing match tonight. Like, oh, yeah. That's a great idea.
That was good. Like, you have gimmicks. You have things. You have the champs versus champs in the women's mm-hmm. division. Unfortunately, I think we were conversing. I didn't get to pay too much attention. I remember Missy looked up and said, "Why is Becky's face green?" I'm like, "Oh yeah, Miss Thing." And she started that last night, Asuka. So, you know, and that's fine. Yeah, but it was fine. Matt's saying, Carlin's is saying, New Japan has a fresh show this morning, much needed after last night. Again, he's on that night shift, so that works out really, really well for him. Super Jacob have not. I was actually literally looking at the New Japan listings and see what I needed to watch. Mm-hmm. I guess the women's matches were the best thing. And it is. Yeah. It was last night. It was tonight. The women are killing it. And I don't know if it's complacency with whoever's booking the men. Or, you know, now, don't get me wrong, and I know a lot of people are really pissed about SmackDown. I didn't realize that we had a problem with SmackDown until sometime Saturday when I read the tweet. And I'm like, oh, we had a problem with SmackDown.
Wait, what did I miss?
Did you watch SmackDown?
I watched bits and pieces of it.
So, I mean, it was a very kind of introductory, hey, this is who our champions are. Check out our women's division, and let's tell you about how important they are in this, and here's Bray Wyatt, and this, right? Yeah. By the way, we have a pay-per-view. At least these couple matches are happening. So we're set up for that, plus the Gypsy King thing that we led to tonight with Braun.
Mm-hmm.
And we had Brock versus Kofi.
Yeah.
And Kofi got taken out.
Yep.
Got murdered. Murderized.
Which...
But to do that, to have Brock disappear for a couple months, I'd be pissed.
Yeah.
But to have that, to immediately set up him and Kane Velasquez,
that was good.
I've been waiting a week to say, or I've been waiting 4 days to say this. We all will hate Kofi getting jobbed out.
Yeah.
Like, I hate it.
Yeah.
I hate it. But I am excited and also see WWE seeing the money in Velasquez versus Brock. I'm seeing probably a Survivor Series, hopefully not in the desert.
But can I give you my problem with the whole Kofi jobbing out? Is that every match, okay, a lot of the matches, because I can't say it with the whole John Cena thing, because that was the beginning of Suplex City.
Mm-hmm.
But take a look at Brock Lesnar versus Daniel Bryan.
Mm-hmm.
Prime example, you went in there thinking, oh God, Daniel Bryan's going to get murdered.
Mm-hmm.
And for the first 5, 6, 7 minutes, Daniel Bryan's getting the shit kicked out of him. And then all of a sudden, well, okay, after he ran around the ring, but all of a sudden, now Daniel Bryan's on the offensive. Mm-hmm. And he's, you know, pulling Brock to the corner, whipping his legs off the post, low blowing him. Like,
yeah.
Why is it that 1F5 killed Kofi?
Yeah.
I don't.
Maybe a little too much, but also TV time remaining.
True.
But either way, it's just like when Kofi went under for, what was it, to set up Rock and Cena. It's just like when CM Punk went under to set up... No, Kofi went under to set up Goldberg and Brock. And then...
Yeah, that was right.
CM Punk went under to set up Rock versus Cena for the title.
Right.
So, as much as we love Owens and Punk and Kofi,
yeah,
they will not, whether they are not given the chance to, but right now, if you say, you know, put on paper, if I put Kofi doing this as Survivor Series versus, hey, we got Cain Velasquez,
yeah,
let's do this, you're going to lose that math
right.
Anytime. You started with this. You have literally, they are on SmackDown with Fox Sports microphones. Yes.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
I love that.
So if that doesn't tell you where this is going, this is a different show.
The W, I don't know if I should say this or not.
It is the A show. It is, and WWE, all the way back to Rockin' Wrestling WrestleMania 1, will always go for the celebrity headline, celebrity and headlines before anything else, because that's what moves the needle forward for them.
Yep.
That is the formula that has worked for them for 35 years.
Yeah. And anything that's going to keep pulling money in for them is going to be great.
Yes. And that means Kofi still has a job.
Yes.
And Kofi will still get paid well for being in the spot he is and moving the merchandise he does, because mm-hmm. more eyeballs or more dads are tuning in because Kane Velasquez is there, and their kids are going to be like, this Kofi guy's pretty cool. Buy me his toy.
Yeah.
That's the formula.
Yeah.
That is the formula.
Wow. You know,
this
I never
is corporatized. Remember, WWE is not wrestling. It's corporatized sports entertainment.
Yeah.
So us wrestling fans are fucked. Go watch NXT so we can give them money somewhere else.
Right.
Nick, any other thoughts on tonight other than I don't even want to talk about the relationship stuff with new sexual chocolate Bobby Lashley. I don't know. It's something to get us talking, that's for sure.
You know what? That was I didn't see it live, but when they brought the highlight up, I was like, "Oh, what did I miss?" And you know Mad Mike's going to be pissed off about that when he finally sees it. He's going to be like, "What the hell? Like this is the shit that he absolutely hates."
Mm-hmm.
And they're doing it more and more and more. Mm-hmm. I don't know how to feel about it.
It's like they're trying to drive these other fans.
Yes.
It's like they're trying to specifically drive us complaining fans over to NXT so we shut up so the general fans can be the only ones talking about Mondays.
Right. I mean, I hate to put it like this, but if you put boobs in any guy's face.
You know what, man? I had a conversation with a fellow that I used to do a music project with.
Mm-hmm.
That there was something happening. It was with the Divas, and it was something like some sexy blah 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 thing. And I was like, "Oh God, this is the worst, and this is the shits." You know, what is this? Mm. And they're like, "Oh, I love it when she's on there." You know, I'll watch anytime. Da, 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 da. You know, it's just like, "Oh, you're who they're talking to," and there's probably more of you spending money with this. Not to put down that person, but that person is here for this part of the equation.
Well, as much as it sucks to say it like this, that fans still like those fans still exist.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the whole Attitude Era and sex sells and everything, those fans still exist. And unfortunately, you know, they're going to continue bringing money into the product as well. So I think, you know, WWE is kind of at a hard point where, like, yes, we want to do we want to continue with the women's revolution, mm-hmm. which there is absolutely no reason why they should ever quit. Mm-hmm. If they quit that, they're stupid.
Mm-hmm.
And Angel Gate would be happy to take any of you guys. but anyways, but there's still that fan,
mm-hmm.
which, I mean, at the end of the day, having people like, you know, Lana, or before she was pregnant, Maria,
mm-hmm.
those ones that, you know, bringing Trish Stratus in on occasion, that's what's going to sell. And that's what's going to continue bringing that market in. But at the same time, it's also one of those things of then you have these new fans that I want to see these women go out there and kick the fuck out of each other. And I'm one of them. I'm sorry. You know, they got porn online. Like, I don't need to watch some girl get half naked on TV mm-hmm. for my entertainment. If you're going into a wrestling ring, I want to see you beat the shit out of each other. I want to see you make it worth it. You know what I mean? And the whole Evolution pay-per-view that they had, all women's pay-per-view, that was phenomenal.
Mm-hmm.
That, honestly, it outranked some of the guys.
I wish they were doing it again. It's funny because they're talking about it on Total Divas. We just seen the preview after Raw while we're setting up from that. So that's interesting. Yeah, it's attitudinary stuff that people claim they want. We'll see how that goes with them. There's a conversation between Collins and Tina about Kofi not moving the needle and was he even given an opportunity to. I think by having him on TV, but I think no matter how good Kofi was doing, and Kofi, I think, is all around a resounding success.
Mm-hmm.
Right. I'm not knowing the corporate numbers of what he's doing, what money he makes on paper.
Right.
But again, even if Kofi, short of becoming John Cena in the last 6 months, short of becoming John Cena after 3 years in the last 6 months, because he definitely was not at close to that point, even with the success New Day has been having as just Kofi.
Speaking of which, who's the tag team champions on SmackDown right now?
Tag team champions on SmackDown are the Revival.
Okay, never mind then.
I know, none of them were on the pay-per-view last night. So,
because I was going to say, if the New Day were still tag team, which shows how much farther I'm behind, New Day were still tag team champions, and Kofi lost the WWE title,
mm-hmm.
would the Freebird effect...
Well, that is like just like Tag Team Buried Alive. The point is to book everything so you never have to answer that question. anyways, they're bringing back the Mae Young Classic in November. Wonderful. Nice. I can't wait to see more familiar faces that end up in AEW.
WWE burn. Those are rare.
Oh, I'll burn everybody. I'm lighting the wrestling on fire this week. Anyways, so it's sad that we only have one show like this.
Right.
Tomorrow I have to be nice because it's for charity.
Yeah.
But no, those guys are great. Yep. Yeah, we'll be out there. If you guys are in the Pittsburgh area, please come out. Again, look up the Pit Fight page with University of Pittsburgh Greensburg. Campus that's like, I don't know, what is that, 45 minutes out of downtown?
Yeah.
Here I go, driving out of town for wrestling again and to do a podcast.
376-22, take it.
What?
376-22, take
it. You're saying numbers. Nobody knows what the fuck you're talking about.
If you're from Pittsburgh, you know.
She's in Seattle. That guy was in Bakersfield tonight. They don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
Hey, Bakersfield.
I almost went to Bakersfield for a midget show once.
Oh,
and then I was like, I've done enough driving. I got to go to the desert tomorrow.
Although midget wrestling is awesome.
I think it was my first time in California. I almost went to Bakersfield. When nice. I didn't know how far everything was away. I'm like, I'm driving a lot. What am I doing? All right. I don't know. At work, boo. Thank you. This is a podcast. We do it from time to time here on Facebook Live. Nick, where can Nick things be found?
You can find me on Instagram at that one guy from Pittsburgh. you love it. You know
I
you love,
love
it.
How bad it is. Like, why can't I tag Nick on this thing that we just did? Because I never remember. We got to rebrand you, man, if you're going to be announcer, dude. You need announcer, dude. Don't be that one announcer from Pittsburgh either.
No, I won't be. Okay, you know what? I will come up because I have, what, a week now till next Monday?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, by next Monday, you will have a new tagline for me.
I will?
For Instagram.
I mean, you don't need to rename. Like, you just need, like, a worker account. You know what I mean? Be like, this is where I talk about wrestling shows. This is where I talk about Ninja Turtles, unless I'm Ronnie Starks.
Well, I mean, give it time. You never know what the future holds.
Rebranding.
Potter
is translating your directions into Pittsburghese in the chat room.
Yeah. Pittsburghese, get into care. Maintain your speed through them tubes. And
watch out for them tunnel monsters.
Yeah, don't be a jagoff either. Yeah, that's it.
And you know where the Toys R Us used to be? Like, turn there.
Turn left and go out 8 miles. If you go to a stop sign, you've gone too far. But there's 8 stop signs. Well, then just... don't go past the first one.
If you see signs for a toll road, hey, fuck that.
There's ways around it.
Thank you so much for joining us. And you can hear Nick yelling into a microphone and commentating, too.
Yes.
Yelling into that microphone. Over there, a lot of clips over there on the YouTube of IndieWrestling.us Facebook and a Black Diamond Facebook page as well. And, of course, that full show coming up very shortly. Probably by the time a lot of you hear this on the podcast feed over at IndieWrestling.network, grave consequences. What is happening? So again, we'll be at Pit Fight. We will also be having Good Guys on Indie Wrestling, Indie Mayhem show. Finally getting one of those together. Yeah. Sorry, my schedule's been kind of crazy. And I don't know. Mad Mike wants to have a Wednesday Mayhem Wednesday. Maybe we'll do that. I don't know. Who knows? And other than that, keep an eye out, Friday Night Fight Society is going to be Friday. And, look out for that. Look out for the stream. I'm not keeping a secret anymore. We're streaming the show, so go check that out. But of course, the best thing is to be there live. Also, Rise Wrestling with a Y will be Saturday night. Continuing the Rise of a Contender Championship. I think we have Derek Direction and Jinx is a match. No, that's not right. I need to double check. No, it actually is Derek Direction and Brandon K.
Ooh.
I think is one of the matches. So, but I know the tournament does include PB Smooth, Jinx, Lawless. No, Lawless didn't win, and I don't know, a couple other guys. So, the graphics aren't in front of me, but there's some good stuff going on there. And then, by the way, an original Mayhemmer is getting married on Sunday. If anybody remembers, DJ Lunchbox is getting married. So I'm sure there'll be plenty of Facebook posts from that. I think I got my weeks right. I don't know. Is this the week? Is this a Sunday for KSWA or the weekend for a wedding? I can't remember.
I think this is going to be your wedding because I think that's
or
two
is
weeks.
The weekend or is it the weekend where we podcast about comic books on Sunday? I
oh
don't
God.
Know. I don't know.
You're too busy. You need a vacation again.
You don't know the half of it. I need to vamp one more minute while I set up the outro. Guys, thank you so much for joining us. We'll see you guys next time. Mayhem out. Just wait. Just wait. Just wait. Just wait. This show is a member of the Sorgatron Media Podcast Network. Find out more at Sorgatron Media.
Good Guys promo videos.
A little bit.
I